Sometimes a trip becomes a real haul because of all the stuff you are carrying with you. That was the case for these men, who decided just to drop their stuff and come back for it months later. In fact, it was their decision that gave this place its name. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Near Mount Hood in Oregon, you'll find the town of Government Camp. As Lloyd Musser explains, the history of this town has much to do with early settlers and the military moving westward.
All these little villages got created by the road, which is a branch of the Oregon Trail, because there was meadow there and grass for horse feed for travelers.
And if a community had grass and feed to offer travelers, that meant extra revenue. But one community, now known as Government Camp, became famous for another use of their meadow. It all had to do with a military unit that had trouble reaching the Portland, Oregon area in 1849.
They sent enlisted men and 600 horses around here. And they got here and it was snowing and blowing in October, November. And they made a command decision to stash all their gear and just run for Port Vancouver. So there's this big pile of Army gear down here in the meadow, wagons and all kinds of stuff.
The military's gear was snowed under for several months until winter gave way to spring and melted the snow.
The military sent contractors back in the spring to get that stuff where the government camped. And so it became the government camp.
But when the community applied for a post office to be called Government Camp, officials said no two-word names were allowed. So the man who wanted to be postmaster sent another option.
They sent Pompey back as the proposed post office name. The locals didn't like Pompey and that reference to the volcano. So they wouldn't buy stamps, so he never got to be a real post office. And then they reverted the name back to Government Camp, and it's been Government Camp ever since.
By that point, the postal officials had relented and allowed the two-word name, a title given to a place where the government didn't truly camp, but their gear did camp for one winter in the mid-1800s. Traveling the countryside in Government Camp, Oregon, I'm Andrew McCray.